On November 18th, the Arkansas Department of Education told four Arkansas school districts they had to pay back almost $2.6 million in state-required educational millage revenue. The department discovered the discrepancy last June. The four districts are Armorell in Mississippi County, Westside in Claiborne County, Fountain Lake in Garland County, and Eureka Springs in Carroll County, which has 650 K-12 students. By law, the state has to provide a foundation of $6,023 per student funding for a Supreme Court-required adequate education collected via a minimum 25 mills and property tax revenue under Arkansas Constitutional Amendment 74. Most of Arkansas's 245 districts take in less than that, so the balance is provided by the state. The four districts told to return excess millage are perceived as wealthier. Eureka Springs Superintendent Wayne Carr takes issue with that assessment.
I certainly do. And that definition is arrived at by one thing, and that is how much money one mill of tax will generate. And then they divide that the number of students into that, and they get what's called a wealth index.
The Arkansas Department of Education, supported by the Arkansas Attorney General, says Eureka Springs and the other three districts have lower student enrollment mixed with higher property taxes, so they bring in more millage per student. Eureka's share is in excess of $824,000.
Right now in our elementary school, 77% of those students are at or below the poverty level. That means 77% are eligible for free or reduced lunches.
The middle school, 60%, and the high school, 45%, Carr said. Superintendent Carr said he received the phone call November 18th to return the money by June 15th next year for redistribution to poorer school districts. But he says his district is not exactly rich.
Definitely. Most of our families are working at one or two jobs. And, of course, a lot of our jobs are seasonal also.
The current law limits school districts to what's called the uniform rate tax minimum of $6,023 per student. So returning the money will create certain pressure in his school district.
So I was pretty much stunned and shocked to hear that. And it's going to be very difficult to absorb, especially our budget is set. It's sent to the state. Our teachers are under contract and for the year. So there's really not a lot that I can do as far as trying to cut budget in the middle of a budget year. But that's not just this year. It's all the money we collect over that minimum every single year. So that's quite a financial crisis for us.
Superintendent Carr says the Arkansas Department of Education has offered to extend the payback over a five-year period, reducing the amount to $165,000 per year. He met with the school board several times to explain the problem. He said this year's budget, around $8 million, is tied up in staff salaries and is already lean, and bond payments have to be paid.
Last Friday, week before last, my school board president, Rusty Wendell, and myself and our financial consultant went to Little Rock to meet with the Department of Education personnel. And basically, they told us that's what the law reads, and they didn't not much they could do about it. So that's where we're at right now. We have talked to our attorneys, and our attorneys are looking at the law and hopefully the next day or so give us an opinion or a recommendation on what remedy we might have.
Eureka Springs and the other three districts will likely contest the ruling, Carr said, perhaps even taking the issue to the voters in a statewide initiative.
We've been in contact with our representative, Brian King, and also our senator, Mr. Laverty. And hopefully maybe we can get some remedy through the legislature. I'm not sure, but we are working that area. We are working with the attorneys and see what possibility we have for some remedy.
In the meantime, Eureka Springs School District was expecting to build a new $10.6 million high school to replace its 60-year-old facility, which is not up to code. Voters there approved a property tax increase last February to help pay for it, along with some federal stimulus money. And Eureka Springs Superintendent Wayne Carr remains optimistic. His new facility will be built as scheduled. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.